ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Welcome to this celebration of Sri Narasimha Chaturdashi at ISKCON Salem. After this talk, there'll be a drama performance. So please, everyone, stay for the drama. It's well worth staying. Now, there's one very strict rule which everyone has to follow without exception. No one should leave here this evening without taking a full plate of prasadam. And also we request you, kindly do not take photographs during the lecture. Keep your ears open. Please listen attentively. Thank you. Nandri. So today we are celebrating Nrisimha Chaturdashi, which means the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of partial man and partial lion. He appeared from a pillar and killed the demon Hiranyakashipu. Someone might ask, well, is that possible? Half lion, half man? And the answer is that it is not possible. It's not possible for you. It's not possible for me. There are millions, billions, trillions, zillions of jivas in this universe. Eta Brahmanda Bhari Ananta Jivagan Chaurasi Lakha Jonite Koriye Brahman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that there are an unlimited number of living beings within the universe. And they wander in the universe in 84 lakh species. So among those species, there are fish in the water and birds in the sky. Mosquitoes. Lions. Men. But there's no half lion, half man. So it is impossible that there is a half lion and half man. Means it's impossible for you or me or any jiva but it's possible for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you say, well, there can't be any form like that, that is atheism. God can do whatever He likes. He can appear in any form He likes. Sometimes Christians and Muslims, they say, oh, what is it, Hindus, they believe in Ganesh, some elephant-faced God, what is this? But we tiny living beings on this tiny little planet, we haven't seen everything in the universe.
மிகவும் சிறியவர்கள், இந்த இந்த பிரபஞ்சமும் சின்ன பிரபஞ்சம், அதுல இருக்கக்கூடிய மிகவும் சிறியவர்கள், நம்ம வந்து பல விஷயங்களை பார்த்ததே கிடையாது.
You have all seen probably on your TV screen the giraffe.
இந்த வட்டச்சிவிங்கியை வந்து நீங்க டிவி ஸ்கிரீன்ல பார்த்திருப்பீங்க.
It's a very long legs, very long neck.
அதுக்கு நீண்ட கழுத்து உண்டு, நீண்ட கால் இருக்கு.
The British explorers first went to Africa about 200 years ago. 250 years ago they first saw a giraffe.
British நாட்டை சேர்ந்தவங்க ஆப்பிரிக்காக்கு ஒரு 250 வருஷத்துக்கு முன்னாடி சில கண்டுபிடிப்பு கோசரம் போனாங்க.
Now in Britain they have pigs and cows and dogs and cats and not many other species of life.
அந்த பிரிட்டன் நாட்டுல வந்து பாத்தீங்க அப்படினா பன்றிகள் இருக்கு, பசுக்கள் இருக்கு, அப்புறம் வந்து நாய்கள் இருக்கு, இந்த மாதிரி சில பிராணிகள் இருக்கு.
So when the people came back from Africa and they said there's an animal which is taller than a house and eats leaves from the top of tall trees, they didn't believe. Many people would not believe.
In Africa போய்ட்டு வந்த மக்கள் பிரிட்டன் வந்து சொன்னாங்க இந்த மாதிரி நாங்க ஒரு மிருகம் இருக்கு, அந்த மிருகம் வந்து வீடு அளவுக்கு ரொம்ப உயர்ந்ததா இருக்கும், அது வந்து மரத்து மேல இருக்கிற இலையெல்லாம் சாப்பிடும் அப்படின்னு சொன்னோன்னா அந்த ஊர்ல இருக்கக்கூடிய மக்கள் யாரும் நம்பவே இல்ல.
And they described the rhinoceros, it's like a giant pig with horns.
அப்புறம் அந்த காண்டா மிருகத்தை பத்தி சொன்னாங்க, அதுக்கு இருக்கக்கூடிய நீண்ட கொம்பை பத்தி சொன்னாங்க.
And people didn't believe.
அதையும் வந்து மக்கள் வந்து நம்பல.
They couldn't believe that any such animal could exist.
அதே மாதிரி ஒரு மிருகம் இருக்கும் அப்படின்றது அவங்க ஏத்துக்கவே இல்லை.
So the first understanding of theism is that God can do whatever he likes.
இந்த ஆஸ்திகவாதத்தினுடைய முதல் கொள்கை என்ன அப்படினா பகவானால எந்த ஒரு காரியத்தை வேணாலும் பண்ண முடியும் அப்படிங்கிறது.
And all the great acharyas, all the self-realized souls who are perfect in God realization, they all worship the avatar of Narasimhadev.
மிகவும் பக்குவம் நிறைந்த தன்னை உணர்ந்த எல்லா ஆச்சாரியர்களும் பகவானுடைய பல்வேறு அவதாரங்களை வழிபட்டாங்க, குறிப்பா நரசிம்மதேவரை வழிபட்டிருக்காங்க.
Now that doesn't mean that anyone who calls himself God is God.
அதற்குன்னு தன்னை எவனால தன்னை கடவுள் சொல்லினானோ அவர் கடவுளை எட முடியாது.
Very popular until recently was some very ugly fellow who used to live near Bangalore and people used to call, what was it called? Bai Sabha, something like that.
சமீப காலத்துல கொஞ்ச காலத்துக்கு முன்னாடி பெங்களூர் பக்கத்துல ரொம்ப அசிங்கமா இருக்காரு ஒருத்தர், பைசாபா அப்படிங்கிற மாதிரி ஒரு பேர் கொண்டிருக்காரு அவரு.
சாய் பாசா சம்திங் லைக் தட், ஹட் சம் பிக் ஹேர் லைக் திஸ்.
அவருக்கு முடி ரொம்ப பெரிய முடி இருக்கும் அவருக்கு.
And people claim that he is Bhagavan.
மக்கள் வந்து அவர் வந்து பகவான் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி அவர் சொல்றாங்க.
But he's dead now and he's gradually becoming forgotten.
இப்ப அவர் இறந்து போயிட்டார், அது மட்டும் இல்லாம எல்லாரும் அவரை மறந்து போயிட்டாங்க.
He wasn't Bhagavan.
அவர் கடவுள் கிடையாது.
People are foolish.
மக்கள் முட்டாள்களாக இருக்காங்க.
So are we foolish to believe that Narahari, Narasimha is Bhagavan?
நம்ம வந்து முட்டாளா நரசிம்மர் வந்து பகவான்னு ஏத்துக்கிறதுக்கு?
No, because we accept knowledge from the Shastra which is accepted by all the great acharyas.
கிடையவே கிடையாது. ஏன்னா நம்ம வந்து சாஸ்திரத்தில் கொடுத்திருக்கக்கூடிய ஞானத்தை ஏத்துக்கிறோம், அதை எல்லா ஆச்சாரியர்களும் ஏத்துக்கிட்டு இருக்காங்க.
There is a science of understanding God.
பகவான புரிஞ்சிக்கிறதுக்கு ஒரு விஞ்ஞானம் இருக்கு.
It is called Bhagavat Tattva Vigyanam, the science of the topic of Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord.
சோ பரமபுருஷரை பத்தின புரிஞ்சிக்கிறதுக்கான பகவத் தத்துவ விஞ்ஞானம் சொல்லப்படுது.
We may say, well, that's not science. Science means mathematics and physics and chemistry and biology.
அப்ப நம்ம சொல்லலாம் அது கிடையாது விஞ்ஞானம். விஞ்ஞானம் சொன்னா வந்து கணிதம், physics, chemistry, biology இதெல்லாம் தான் நம்ம வந்து விஞ்ஞானம் சொல்லலாம்
அப்படிங்க. So for science we can understand things as they really are.
விஞ்ஞானத்துல வந்து விஞ்ஞானத்தின் மூலமா எல்லாத்தையும் உள்ளபடியே நாம தெரிஞ்சிக்கலாம்.
And this faith in God, it's just something that people believe.
கடவுள் மேல இருக்கக்கூடிய நம்பிக்கைன்றது என்ன, ஏதோ ஒரு நம்பிக்கை கொண்டு மக்கள் அதை ஏத்துக்கிறாங்க.
But if you look at what's taught in the science classes, if you go back 50 years ago, you'll find they taught so many different things.
ஆனா இந்த விஞ்ஞான வகுப்பறையில சொல்லிக் கொடுத்த விஷயங்கள்லாம் இப்ப பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா 50 வருஷம் முன்னாடி சொல்லிக் கொடுத்ததுக்கும் இப்பக்கும் வித்தியாசம் இருக்கு.
For instance, in my biology exams at school, I had to describe about the cell. I'm talking about the biological cell.
நான் வந்து என்னுடைய நான் பள்ளிக்கூடம் படிக்கும்போது இந்த கிளாஸ்ல இந்த பயாலஜியை பத்தின செல் அப்படின்றத பத்தின விவரங்கள் படிச்சேன்.
So I described, as I was taught, that cell is a very simple organism. And very soon scientists will be able to produce it in the laboratory. So I wrote that and I got the marks. If I wrote that today, I would fail. Because later they made more research and they found that the cell is extremely complex. Even the most simple biological cell, there's no way that the scientists are going to reproduce it in the laboratory. So they call this progress in science. We're finding out more and more. No, it's progress in ignorance. Because if we come after another 50 years, they'll tell us something else. And then if we come again another 50 years, they'll tell us something else. It means they don't know actually. But every time they speak as if they do know. This is called cheating. But the knowledge in the Vedic Shastras, that doesn't change. For literally millions of years, great self-realized persons have been worshipping Sri Narasimha Dev. You may say, how in millions of years? Because we learn from the school that the human beings, they only came into existence, what is it now? Whatever the date is, every few years they put the date back a little more. I think when I was at school, the humans were only on the planet for the last 150,000 years. I think it's about 500,000 or 1,000,000 years now. They changed it. Isn't it they're always putting the date back further and further? That means they don't know actually. But from the Vedic knowledge we understand that there have been human beings existing on this planet and on other planets in the universe for literally millions and billions of years. Everything in the universe is going on under the direction of Krishna. Yeah, I'll give you a quick biology class. Biology, cosmology class. Quick. Okay, here we go. Maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetuna anena kuntaya jagad viparivartate. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, the whole universe is going on under my direction. Everything moving and unmoving. There you go, there's geology also. Everything moving and non-moving is under my supervision. All the changes that go on in the world, it's all going on under Krishna's supervision. So Krishna gives us knowledge in Veda. Veda means knowledge. And he gives us knowledge that we cannot discover through telescopes or microscopes.
நுண்ணோக்கு கருவி இல்ல தொலைநோக்கு கருவி நாளிகை யந்திரங்கள் எல்லாம் வச்சு நம்மளால புரிஞ்சுக்க முடியாது.
How did this universe come into existence? What's the latest scientific theory? They're always changing, so it's difficult to give. There was nothing, and then it exploded, and then everything settled down, and then there were some cells, and then they turned into monkeys, and then it turned into Charles Darwin. That's the latest theory, is it? That's what they teach you at school. It's nonsense. If there's an, first of all, nothing never explodes. And if you have an explosion, you don't get anything in order. The purpose of explosion is to make everything disordered. So from the Vedic knowledge we understand that all the universe has come into being under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Narasimha. And he destroyed the demon Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was a typical atheist. He didn't believe there was any power higher than himself. And he was torturing his son Prahlad, who was a great devotee. Prahlad didn't retaliate. He had full faith in Krishna, Narayana, Narasimha. He thought that if my father wants to kill me, he may kill me. If not, not. Everything is in the hands of Krishna. We may wonder why Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill his son. The reason was because Hiranyakashipu was such a demon that he could not tolerate that his son was a devotee of Vishnu. So Prahlad, he simply tolerated. But Hiranyakashipu wanted to prove to Prahlad that there is no God. So he asked Prahlad, "Where is your God?" Prahlad said, "God is everywhere." So they were in the assembly hall of the palace, and there was one pillar, and Hiranyakashipu said, "Is God in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Yes." So Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to prove that Prahlad was wrong, so he smashed the pillar. And out of the pillar came the form of Narasimha, half man, half lion. So atheists, they don't believe in the existence of God. But everyone will meet God at the time of death. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. For those who do not accept the existence of God, He comes to them in the form of death. And at the time of death, a devotee goes to Krishna. Everyone will find out at the time of death. But it's more intelligent to cultivate Krishna consciousness during our life. Now that we have this human form of life, we should cultivate Krishna consciousness. It is very nice that you're all coming here this evening. But we want to propose to you that you can be Krishna conscious not just sometimes when you come to the temple, but all the time. In this Kali Yuga, by the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna, we can keep connected with Krishna all the time. This is called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti means devotion to Krishna. And yoga means bringing together. So by Bhakti Yoga, we join with Krishna. That doesn't mean that we become Krishna, that is not possible. Because He is very, 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 many times very, very, infinitely great, and we are infinitesimal, very, very small. We can join with Him in a relationship of love. He is the master, we are the servant. We are suffering in this world, life after life. Our whole life we struggle just to be comfortable. But the end we have to die anyway. And then we get born again. And it goes on and on and on like this. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Again and again we get born, and again and again we die. So this human life is an opportunity to come out of the cycle of birth and death. And that can be done by the simple process of chanting the holy names of Krishna. You might think that this chanting of Hare Krishna is meant for the ISKCON people who live on this property here. But it's meant for every human being. Everyone in their homes, in their offices, in their factory, everyone can and should chant the holy names of Krishna. So please chant with me now. Sulanga, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So we simply beg you that you take up this chanting of Hare Krishna and make this the center of your life. Life without Krishna is like being dead. They have these horror movies with zombies.
the
dead bodies that are somehow alive. So without Krishna consciousness, we're like zombies. We're going through life, we don't know why. We're struggling to be happy, we're not happy. and then we die. What happens after that? We don't know. Maybe become a dog or a cat or a chimpanzee. Or a giraffe. This is a misuse of our human life. We should use this human life to cultivate Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy names of Krishna. As you know, the devotees here are working very hard to construct a large and beautiful temple for Krishna. The main purpose of constructing this temple is just to encourage everyone to take up chanting Hare Krishna in their life. So you don't have to wait for this temple to be finished to start chanting Hare Krishna. If you want to enrich your life starting from now, we would like to help you with that. You can meet our devotees and we will give you a program whereby we can show you how to add Krishna into your life in a very pleasing and easy way. It's very simple. Whatever you are doing, you might be a teacher or a factory worker or a factory owner, or a housewife or a burglar or whatever you're doing. If you're a thief, please don't steal anything here. But even the thieves, they can chant Hare Krishna. But they might change their mind because it's not good to steal. But whatever you're doing, you can start to put a little time aside every day and chant the holy names of Krishna. Very easy. And you can come here regularly for training sessions in how to become a perfectly pure, spiritualized person, even in your home life. And if you think it's too far to come here regularly, well, we have programs in the city, in different locations, throughout the week. So our urgent request to all of you is, please do not be misled by atheistic propaganda. Be a follower of Prahlad, don't be a follower of Hiranyakashipu. There are more Hiranyakashipus in the world, especially if you see all the leaders of human society. You can judge if they're more like Hiranyakashipu or more like Prahlad. So you be like Prahlad. Chant the names of Krishna. Have full faith in Krishna. And you will go to Krishna. You won't have to get born again in this completely miserable material world. In this Kali Yuga, things are getting more and more difficult every day.
In the Kali Yuga,
You can vote for this politician or that politician, but whatever politician you vote for, things just get worse and worse and worse. So our advice is vote for Krishna. You may say, well, how can you vote for Krishna? It's easy. You just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So please give your vote for Krishna and Prahlad. Don't vote for Hiranyakashipu. So if you, you should, every one of you, if you're not regularly chanting Hare Krishna, you can contact our devotees there on the book table at the back, and they'll give you information about our regular programs and how you can take up Krishna consciousness in your home life and make your life fully perfect. This is our message on Narasimha Chaturdashi. And every day we're simply begging people, please don't waste your human life, chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening so attentively. Does anyone have any question? No question. Everyone's fully convinced. That's good. No Hiranyakashipu's here. Oh, all right. Yeah, please. Just wait 1 minute. They'll give the Sigram. Quick, quick, quick. Yes, please. How to chant attentively. Perennial question. Go on chanting. It is difficult to concentrate the mind. That is called sadhana. Sadhana means the process of practice. By practice it becomes perfect. I have a lecture on the internet about this because it's a common question. So, you want to, if you like, afterwards you can see this is Hrishikesh Das here. And he can give you the link to that lecture because it's 1 hour and I can't take 1 hour to discuss here. Do you have the Gokul Chandraprabhu also gave a seminar? Do you have that on CDs or something? CDs, they still exist? You have CDs? Yeah. So at the book table you can also see. There's a whole seminar on the topic.
Book table, the Japa seminar, Arutthur Gokul Chandraprabhu, our Upanyasam, Toda Sarpari, Adagudan, IsconSalem.com, the website, download.
Main thing is keep on going, keep on praying. Keep on trying, and Krishna will help. Hare Krishna. Anything else? You have a question? Blessing. Our blessing is Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurutu Va Satchinandana. May Satchinandana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifest himself within the inner cores of your heart. That's the best blessing. Do you read Srila Prabhupada's books? You're reading? Do you read Srila Prabhupada's books? You please read the books. You'll get all the blessings. The best blessing is to get spiritual knowledge. It's just like a blind person, what's the best blessing you can give? If you can give... The best blessing for a blind person is to give vision. So we're all blind, we don't know where we're going. We don't know what will happen after death. So we need spiritual knowledge, and then we can see where we're going and how to go. So the best blessing is to give spiritual vision. So Srila Prabhupada very kindly translated so many books of spiritual knowledge, Gita, Bhagavatam, and you can get knowledge from these books. That is the best blessing. Don't delay. I've been saying to your husband for years and he only laughs. You see, he's laughing now. But the fact is, you're old, you won't live very long. And even the young ones, we won't live very long. So you have to take spiritual life seriously now. Generally people, they say, well, when I'm old I'll do spiritual life. Now you're old, now it's now or never. So you should take it very seriously. By Krishna's grace you've had wealth, reputation, family, you've had everything. Now you give whatever is left of your life, fully give to Krishna. Chanting, reading, complete absorption. Don't waste any more of your time business. You've done enough business for 20 lifetimes. Now chant Hare Krishna.
If as a practicing devotee, he is saying that, you know, and we should not go and then eat in other non-devotee's house. So, in relative's house, we should not eat.
Yeah, that's true. No, you should, but first you make them a devotee. We should make everyone a devotee, then we can go and eat in everyone's house. Yeah, there are difficulties in being a devotee, no doubt. People will think you're crazy. Why don't you want to watch TV? Why don't you want to drink coffee? So the answer is that we want to please Krishna. The Hiranyakashipus of this world won't understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is for turning all the Hiranyakashipus into Prahlads. Anyway, you can try and make your relatives also chant Hare Krishna and take this seriously. So, Hare Krishna! Oh, that was not very enthusiastic. How do you say? Tivramana! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Rambanandri! How do you say that? Utsahamana? Can you say? Uchamana. Uchanamana. Something. Enthusiastically.